2 weeks ago, somebody left a comment on one of our episodes, and it said, and I'm quoting loosely, okay, "Doc, you should grow the beard out." Now, I read every comment. I don't act on every comment, okay? But I was traveling. I skipped the razor for a couple of days, and I figured, fine, free experiment. And the travel part, you know, probably will become one of the chapters in my book. Almost a happy and disastrous event, right? It's definitely worthy of an entire chapter. I'll tell you that. Now, after that comment, new viewers went up. Not returning viewers, but new ones. And people who had never, seen the show were finding it on Instagram. Very interesting. And 2 days of stubble, and I guess the machine decided I was worth introducing to strangers. Just one data point, but of course not a trend. But, any scientist will tell you that, right? But it does raise the question that we're spending a whole hour on tonight. What exactly are these algorithms measuring? Why do small changes move big numbers? And what can a creator, or frankly, anyone with something to say, actually do about it? Now, tonight, we, of course, no guests, no doom, no regulators. Very different from our last four shows because I want to lighten it up a little bit, right? Because we haven't had one of those shows in a while. It's going to be just you and me, the quasi beard, and the machines that decide who gets seen. I've been working on this for a while for a friend anyway, but I thought it would be good to do a show on it. So welcome to AI Today. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Badeau, and tonight we are doing something. This is going to be a little different. For like I've talked about over the last few shows, it's it's not a heavy reality-based type of episode talking about power and who regulates AI and who commands it and who gets all of the systemic risk and all that heavy stuff, all that important stuff. Tonight we're going to lighten it up because there's an AI system that touches more people every day than any weapons platform can, or any trading desk, or any government model. And it lives in your pocket. The recommendation algorithm, right? Ooh. Most people fundamentally misunderstand what it is. And I'm going to explain that to you. So let's start there. Three things that people get wrong about the feed, okay? The first misconception really is like that feed window, right? You post, your followers see it, the end. Right? That world died years ago. Today, the majority of what you see comes from accounts you've never chosen to follow. On Instagram, the overwhelming share of really distribution now flows through that AI recommendation, not your follow list. On TikTok, follower count is nearly irrelevant to whatever any individual video travels. You know, the feed is not a window, it's really a prediction. And the second misconception is the algorithm is a set of rules. Hashtag this, point at 9 a.m., use the trending sound, checklists. And checklists made sense when these systems were hand-built. Engineers literally wrote features, right? And Does this post have a photo, or does this account post daily? Boost accordingly, right? That era is gone. The clearest proof, though, came in this past January when X, published its entire feed algorithm on GitHub. The whole thing for anyone to read. And we'll dig into, what's inside of that, in the next segment. But here's the headline. The handwritten rules are mostly gone. In their place is a transformer model. The same family of AI behind the chatbots, right? It reads your posts, watches your video, understand what it means, and predicts who will care about it. Let that sink in, though, for a minute, right? The thing deciding whether your content lives or dies is not a scorecard. It's a reader. Now, the third misconception, because why? We love dealing in threes, right, on this show. The one that matters the most is, the algorithm rewards popularity. It doesn't. There's no other way to put it. It rewards prediction accuracy, right? The system asks one question billions of times a day. If I show this person this content, will they stop? Will they stay? Will they come back? Stop, stay, come back. That's it. Every ranking system on every major platform in some flavor of those three questions is asking that. Everything else, like hashtags and posting times, is just evidence the machine uses to answer them. That's it. So, why did the platforms converge in this case, right? Follow the incentive. These companies sell attention. Now, attention is measured in time. So the machine allocating the front page is trained, well, it's mathematically trained to maximize the time you spend. The watch time, the dwell time, session depth, these are all currencies. And here's where the beard comes in, ladies and gentlemen, because it's important. Yes. When somebody comments on your video and you change something because of it, and then say so, three signals fire all at once. One, it's novelty, right? The system notices when accounts content shifts because a shift is a fresh prediction problem. The fresh prediction problems get tested on fresh audiences. Two, conversation, right? The comment thread. Grow the beard. Okay, growing the beard is exactly the back and forth these systems now weigh most heavily. And number three is retention. The people in that thread stayed longer. They had a reason to. Stop. Stay, come back, remember? 2 days of stumble, accidentally hit all three. Whoa. Was it the beard or the conversation about the beard? Almost certainly, I'd bet it's the conversation. Yeah. And that distinction between the content and the behavior around the content is the most single useful idea I'm going to give you tonight. Now, that doesn't mean I want you to change the channel because we're going to delve very much more deeply into that. But one more thing, though, before the break that I want to make sure that you're understanding, because I want to be honest about the numbers, okay? My experiment was one account, 1 week, one variable I didn't control. The correlation, not the causation. If a client brought me that data set, and I'd send them back for more samples, right? We know that. But that's the good news for creators. Unlike almost any other system that we cover on this show, this one lets you run the experiment again tomorrow for free. Every post is a trial. So that's the reframe. The feed is not a window. It's a prediction engine. The rules are not rules. They're a reader. And the game is not popularity. It's stop, it's stay, and come back. Now, when we come back, X puts all its cards on the table, right? The entire algorithm, open source, sitting on GitHub. We read it, so you don't have to. And what's inside is going to change how you post. That's next on AI Today. We'll be right back. AI Today. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Badeau. Before the break, I told you the algorithms have now become readers. Now, let's read one back just for fun, okay? So in January, X AI published the complete X feed algorithm on GitHub. Not a summary, not a blog post, the code, retrieval, ranking, even the module that decides where ads get slotted into your timeline. For those of us who've spent careers reverse engineering black boxes, this was Christmas. Love this kind of stuff. You guys know that. This is what I live for when it comes to trying to put the puzzles together and break things apart and those kind of things. So, what was in it? Well, there are three findings really, I think, worth your time. And those of you that didn't know that they published it, that's okay. That's why you're watching the show, right? So finding one, you know, the hand-tuned features are gone. Okay, that's the easiest thing to say. The old system had thousands of little engineered signals that stacked up over a decade, right? The new one runs your post through a Grok-based transformer that reads the text and analyzes the video for meaning. And of course, it's paired with your full engagement history. So that's great. But the machine is not counting your hashtags. It's comprehending your sentence. Now, I'm going to say that one more time, okay? Because it's important. It's comprehending your sentence. So the practical consequence of that is that hashtag stuffing is dead weight. Keyword games are dead weight. Write clearly about a subject and the model knows what the subject is. The best search optimization on X in 2026 is plain English in the first 100 characters. Yes. Yes. The best search optimization on X in 2026 is plain English in the first 100 characters. And I say 100 characters because those of you that use Grok to program or to read documents or something in an application, it's fantastic at certain things, right? But it gets its first impressions in those first 100 characters and oftentimes doesn't read the rest of it. That's important. Now, finding two, okay? Not all engagement is equal, and it's not even close. The code weights a genuine reply far beyond and above passive light. It waits dwell time. How long someone actually pauses on your post. And it's above nearly everything. And it treats engagement from outside your usual circle as a particularly loud signal because the machine reads that as really as content that strong enough to really jump a fence. What caused them to do that? How did that outside person engage with that? And you know, there's a fascinating wrinkle for small accounts, right? So when a user engages with a post from a small account, no social proof, no blue cheek gravity, you know, that sort of stuff, the system reads that as an especially honest vote. You engaged despite not knowing them. And that can trigger extra distribution. The machine, in its own way, it respects the underdog, which is fantastic if you're just getting started. Now, finding three, and this is I would say the punitive side of the ledger. The code actively suppresses posts carrying external links. The platform wants you to stay. A link is an exit door. The ranking reflects it. X also has, you know, they've introduced, you know, really comment downvotes, right? You know, we saw that. That was a big deal. And it's really invisible to the public, but, and, you know, it's never shown on the post, but it's that feeds straight into a training signal. So low effort replies, generic replies, obviously, machine-written replies now carry real ranking risk. The system is learning to smell fillers. And it's been in operation for, you know, a while. So imagine how much it's been able to learn since then. It's pretty phenomenal. So what does a creator do with this? You know, there's four moves really, if you think about it, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Okay. So move one, post the idea. Okay. And thread the link. That's the easiest thing. Sharing an article, for your website. Lead with a post that stands on its own. The insight, the chart, the claim, whatever that is. And put the link in a reply. You keep the reach. Interested readers still find the door. That doesn't cost you anything to do that. So the second move, it's really about guarding that first 30 minutes, okay? Because that's going to be the driver. So the system watches the opening window. We know that. A post generating conversation early gets pushed wider. A post sitting there like a press release gets shelved. So don't post and vanish. You got to post and stay. Answer every reply. Ask the follow-up. Treat the first half hour like it's a live show. Because as far as the machine concerned, it is one, quite honestly. Now, move three, it's right for the reply, not the like. A like is a nod. That's it anymore. A reply is a conversation, and conversation is currency, okay? Ask a real question. Share a framework and invite people to poke holes in it. Half-finished thinking, honestly offered, outperforms polished announcements. Because polish ends conversation. A question really starts them. Okay. So keep that in mind as you're developing these and specific to X. Now, move four. Okay. And this is really hard for a lot of folks, including myself. You got to pick a lane and you got to stay in it. The system groups users into interested clusters, okay? And you've heard me talk about clustering before when we get into some of our technical shows, but it's very important because it really is like neighborhoods of attention. And, you know, usually it tries to keep them in, based on what I saw, you know, the order of 145,000 of them, roughly. Okay. So post consistently on a theme and the machine learns your address. Okay. Scatter, you know, Politics Monday consistently on a theme and the machine learns all those other things. But if you go Politics Monday, Crypto Tuesday, Recipes Wednesday, the machine never learns to deliver you or how to do that. So it can get confused or it just deranks you and doesn't care. Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, like we always like to do, right? Yes, you paid a subscription buying a scoring bonus on X. Okay. The published code confirms it. That's great. Subscriber posts and replies always are going to get a lift when you do that. But the same code shows the lift multiplies your signals. It does not replace them. A subscriber posting filler still loses to a free account posting something people actually stop for. The machine can be tipped, but you can't bribe it. It doesn't work that way. That's math. I can't help you. It's just plain math. Now, I want you also notice that every one of those four moves I described, you know, to you, they've got something in common. And not one is a trick. Don't think these are tricks, okay? These are just math. They're all about the same. Write clearly. Show up, talk to people, know your subject. The most sophisticated recommendation engine ever published, and its revealed preferences behave like a good conversationalist at a dinner party. Keep people interested. You know, be stoic in some cases, right? Because that's what it thinks people are going to stop and stay and engage in. So somewhere in that GitHub repository is a mirror. Think about that. So when we come back, we're diving deep into the house of Meta, okay? Instagram's chief has gone on the record with exactly which three signals decide your reach, okay? And one of them is worth 3 to 5 times the others, and I'm going to help you with that. And so, plus, I want you to understand why the beard did what it did. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. If X handed us the source code, Meta handed us something almost as rare, okay? An executive telling the truth on camera. So Adam, you know, the head of Instagram has confirmed publicly and repeatedly the three signals that carry the most weight across the platform. It's not leaked. It's not reverse engineered. It's stated. So I want you to write these down because they're very important. But how you use them becomes even more important, okay? So signal one. And it's really number one by far. Okay, it's watch time. And you know how long people actually stay with your content is the biggest driver. In the gate though, it's brutal though, okay? And the first 3 seconds. Research that I've seen suggests viewers decide in under 2 seconds whether to keep watching. And you know, if they don't clear the 3 second mark, the machine reads your content as a skip, and skips don't travel. Okay? So keep that in mind. Signal two is sends per reach. How often people share your content in a direct message. And here's the number that should reorganize your whole content strategy, okay? For reaching new audiences, a DM share is worth roughly 3 to 5 times a like. Yes, I'll say that again. A DM share is worth 3 to 5 times a like. But think about why, okay? A like is public and it's cheap. A send is a private and personal. Oh, someone saw your content and thought of a, you know, a specific reason why a friend should think about it or know about it. So the machine reads that though as a strong possible endorsement. Okay. This mattered enough to hand it to a friend. Very important. And signal three though is really likes per reach. Okay. It still counts. Mostly for your existing followers, for growth. It's the weakest of the three, though. So the hierarchy is watch time, then sends, then likes. Comments didn't even make confirmed in the top three. I can't, you know, what can you do about that? You know, the platform. The, you know, it really invented the like button has really quietly demoted it, quite honestly. That's the best way to say it. I don't know why I struggled to say that so well, because that's just the reality of it. Now, two structural facts underneath those signals, though, okay? Because the first is that there's no single Instagram algorithm, okay? There are actually four: feed, reels, stories, explore, okay? And they optimize for different things. If you look at the feed, it rewards relationship strength. You know, so the accounts you DM, comment on, reply to, et cetera. Stories reward closeness and that viewing habit of your audience. Now, reels and explore, they reward discovery, okay? Watch time and sends and, you know, from strangers and those kind of things. And a strategy that wins on Reels does nothing for your stories. And that's a big misconception folks have, okay? One piece of content, four different exams that it goes through. The second, you know, the era of the follower moat, I call it, is over, okay? Losari, you know, Adam, said follower count has been significantly reduced as a quality proxy. And it makes sense because of all the bots and everything that have plagued some of these platforms. So new reels are shown to test audiences and, you know, non-followers first. Strangers grade your paper before your fans ever see it, which means a nobody with a great 30 seconds now beats a somebody with a mediocre one. And that is either terrifying for some people or liberating, you know, for others, depending on which one you are. And Meta has picked the side on originality, okay? Accounts that repeatedly repost others' content without transformation get labeled and they get downranked. Very simple. You cross a threshold of reposts and you can be excluded from recommendations entirely. aggregators saw, you know, their reach collapse. Just very simple. Original creators saw theirs climb. The machine has developed a taste for genuine articles. It doesn't want to watch reruns. So here's some tips for you, okay? And here's three of them. We always love threes, right? I've said that many times. We love threes, okay? So the first move, okay? Spend your effort on the first 3 seconds. Not the intro, not the logo animation, the hook. Cold open your videos the way we cold open this show with interesting parts. That's how we have built our audience, you know, and what they see on Now Media, but it's the hook that gets them. Okay. If I'd start tonight with, "Welcome to the program. Tonight we discuss algorithms." Half of you would already been gone, which would stink because you'd miss all this other content. Okay. You know, I started with the beard. That's not an accident. Okay. Move two. All right. Now, make content people forward. Okay. Not content people applaud. Before you post, ask one question. Who would someone send this to? If you can't name that recipient, the coworker, the spouse, the friend who's still posting at 2 p.m. for no reason, it's applause content, okay? Doesn't do any good. It'll collect likes, but it goes nowhere. The specific, the useful, the funny because it's true, that's what travels through the DMs, okay? And the DMs are where nude audiences come from. Plain and simple. Move three. Okay. Work the relationship surfaces. There's no other way to put it. Okay. So reply to comments, answer story replies, use question stickers, and actually respond. Every two-way interaction raises your rank in that person's feed and in their stories. It just happens that way. So a compounding loop. Okay. My beard thread was accidentally a masterclass. Okay. Audience suggests, host responds. Audience returns to check the result. The machine saw a relationship. And a relationship's, of course, rank. So a quick word on Facebook, okay? I do wanna touch that a little bit, okay? Still the biggest platform on earth. And in 2026, it's essentially a groups engine wearing a newsfeed as a jacket. Okay, but it's still the largest on earth. The ranking objective is what Meta calls really meaningful social interaction. Okay, it's a long, you know, substantive, you know, comment from, you know, really a real connection that will outrank a 100 drive-by reactions. Okay, so group content gets a structural distribution boost based on, you know, the machine treating groups as a high trust room. And video that holds the attention past the, I think it's the 60-second mark, is what we decided, you know, that earns a disproportionate promotion, which is great. So translation, if your audience lives on Facebook, stop feeding the page and start building the group. The page is a billboard. That's it. The group's a living room. It's like a TV screen. The machine prefers living rooms. Sorry. Now, when I come back, TikTok, of course, they're raising the bar, okay? 70% completion threshold. And your own followers as the jury. Plus, we close the loop on the beard and what all of this says about us. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the last stop on our tour. And then we're going to talk about a playbook for you. So TikTok, they pioneered the interest graph, right? Content first, follower blind, every video judged on its own merits. Interesting concept, right? But last year, something changed. And if your views dropped in January, you felt it. So TikTok moved to follower first testing. Every new video now goes to a small jury pool, really drawn from your own followers. If they watch to the end and engage quickly, it goes wider. So if your own people shrug, though, the video, in essence, dies in the room. And the bar went up, too, right? And I know a lot of people were complaining about this. The completion rate, though, needed for serious distribution is now around 70%. Up from roughly, half 2 years ago, right? So 7 out of 10 viewers finishing your video. That's not a hook problem. That's an everything problem. Pacing, payoff, length, all that stuff. So that produces a paradox for us. And we're going to savor this one a little bit. So, you know, the platform famous for making follower count irrelevant just made your followers the gatekeepers. The interest graph grew a social conscience. 3 TikTok notes, and we're going to move on, though, okay? So, one, the machine is boosting longer videos, okay? 1 to 3 minutes, rewarding storytelling over 15-second dopamine hits, okay? 2, TikTok has become a search engine, surfacing videos from captions and keywords before users even finish typing. So describe your content in plain language, okay? And keep hashtags to about, 3 that actually fit, okay? And then 3, rewatch rate it's gold, okay? A video someone plays twice tells the machine that it's more interesting and important than a video that 10 people liked. All right. Now, I'm going to touch on YouTube really quick because that's also important. So YouTube, briefly, though, because the lessons, though, is I think it's elegant. Okay. YouTube doesn't just optimize the click, all right? It optimizes what happens after the click. Retention and viewer satisfaction decide really whether you are going to keep receiving this suggested traffic. And here's the part I think most creators miss around YouTube, and that's, a title that overpromises and a video that underdelivers doesn't just hurt that video. It teaches the machine to distrust the next one. On YouTube, clickbait is a loan against your own future reach, okay? And it's a terrible interest rate that you have to pay. So don't do it. It's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you in the long run. And it may really punish you. And I don't have a lot of good stories. Actually, I don't have any good stories about what happens to folks that go down that rabbit hole because it seems like they always lose. So just keep that in mind. Now, 4 platforms, 1 hour. Let's collapse it into a playbook, okay? Because there are really 5 basic principles that can hold everywhere that you go, all right? And the first one is, the hook, it's the entire ball game, okay? 3 seconds on Instagram, A glance on X, a swipe on TikTok. Lead with the interesting part. Always. Okay? The second one, conversation outranks applause. Replies over likes, DMs over hearts, substantive comments over reactions. Okay? Build content that asks and then show up and answer. The first 30 minutes after posting is, like I said, it's a live event. So you got to work the room and don't be afraid to, okay? The third one, consistency is your address. Every platform clusters you by topic. That's important to remember. So stay in your lane long enough for the machine to learn where you live. And it will start bringing guests into your door. All right. Four, originality. It's now enforced. Okay. Repost penalty, spam, reply downvotes, filter detections. The machines are getting good at smelling the generic or the BS, including, and I say this with a lot of love, the AI-generated generic. Bleh. The systems built from AI are learning to discount content built the same way. So sit with that one for a while and remember that, okay? And then the last one, measure, then I want you to move. My beard was one variable, one week, one account, okay? But it was a measured variable, change one thing at a time. Watch the numbers that matter, and that's going to be around retention, sends, replies, those kind of things. Not the vanity counts. Does not help. Every post is an experiment. The lab's free, so remember that. But stay in your lane. And now, though, we're gonna zoom out a little bit, though, okay? Because even in these light weeks, when I do a show that's kind of fun for me, and there's always going to be something underneath it that I want you to take, to heart. And here's what strikes me about everything we cover tonight. We begin with a machine, 5 billion ranking decisions a day, transformer models, interest clusters, completion thresholds, cold arithmetic. And yet, every single time we open the hood, the machine's advice turned out to be the same. Talk with people, not at them. Finish what you start. Be worth forwarding to a friend. Say the interesting thing first. Be yourself and, be consistent and in recognizable places. The most powerful attention allocation system ever constructed by far. And their optimization target and all the math is behavior your grandmother would have recommended. Engage. Because these machines were trained on us, okay? On billions of small human choices. What we paused for, what we sent to someone we love, what we come back to. The algorithm has no taste of its own. It's a compression of ours. When we say the machine rewards conversation, what we're really saying is that people do. And the machine noticed, which means the feeds, it's not a gatekeeper. It's a mirror that learned to predict. The machine decides who gets seen, but we decided collectively, one pause at a time, one click at a time, what deserves to be seen. The reach belongs to the algorithm. What's worth reaching for? That's still ours. And the beard? Maybe the beard will stay. I don't know. But it's not because the number said so. It's because somebody asked. And that's the whole point. So that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. The full episode is going to be on demand on Mel Media TV. I'm excited for that. I hope you see some results that you haven't seen in the past. I hope you learned something. I hope I was able to give you a little bit of a competitive advantage, a little reason why these things work the way that they do. I know we try to do a lot of complications, a lot of, we try to make things harder than they always are, but hopefully I was able to break it down for you so that you can use something and either get back to where you were or generate some new things and build that audience and hit that dream that you've been trying to be, whether it's a Instagram star or whether it's something else. At the end of the day, remember this show. We want you to engage. We want you to learn how to use AI, and we want you to have an advantage. Hopefully, you now have an advantage in social media. Talk to somebody this week. The machines are watching, and apparently, they're approving. So, thank you. We'll have a great show again for you next week. I'm Alan Badeau. This has been AI Today on Mel Media. We'll see you next week.